Okay, we are back, and let's head off down to the great land of Oz and say hello to our friend and colleague of many years, David John Oates, the man who brought reverse speech to the status it enjoys today, that being internationally recognized as at least a curiosity and more. Welcome back, David. How are you?
I'm doing great. Jeff, how are you?
I'm just overworked and, like you, there's too much going on.
Oh, I certainly know that feeling. There's a lot going on. Of course, you've got all the war crisis over there, too, about to burst forth.
There is, as you well know, an awful lot going on behind the scenes, in front of the scenes, and in between the scenes, and it's just amazing. The powers and the flux that are at work here, extraordinary. And with that remark that the Russians have offered to send military personnel, troops there to help with the inspection process in Iraq. We have a lot of potentials here. We will find out. The UN vote apparently is going to go against George Bush to the tune of perhaps only four members of the Security Council supporting him, which will be quite an humiliation, to put it mildly. So we will see.
That is certainly a severe defeat for him to be facing.
Yep.
Well, I got a few reversals for you tonight, Jeff.
Good deal.
Yeah, ranging on a few. Several listeners have sent me in reversals. Thank you very much for everyone who's been emailing them to me. Keep them coming. I look at them all and go through them all. So I thought what we'd do tonight is start with a couple of simple examples on music that people have sent me, if that's okay with you.
Sure. Is this contemporary music, new music?
Yeah, well, this is contemporary music. First one is on AC/DC, Highway to Hell. A little bit of a insignificant reversal, but interesting nonetheless.
Yeah. When someone sends you a reversal of Beethoven's Fifth, and that's going to be interesting.
That'll be very interesting. No, I don't get too many of those, unfortunately. So here we have AC/DC, Highway to Hell, and the person who sent this in didn't put a name on the email, so there we go. And the simple says backwards, there's no money, which I wouldn't have thought.
Wasn't that backwards?
That was forward.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You can't tell the difference, can you?
No.
Yeah, actually, forwards is singing, and I'm going down. And I'm going
down. I got it. Sounds like he has severe appendicitis. But
yeah, right. And in reverse, he's singing, there's no money.
Well, with a voice like that, what the heck do you expect?
That's true. Here it is, a little bit slower.
Gad.
Yeah, it's amazing the things you find, isn't it? Yeah, okay. Here we've got one from Blue Oyster Cult, and the song is Don't Fear the Reaper. And here it is forward. And I can't hear what he's singing forward, sorry. But the reversal is, but I am high from weed. And this was courtesy of Tristan, who sent me this, but I am high from weed.
Yeah,
very clear. Yep. And we'll do it one more time, a bit slower. There we go, that was
from... What was he supposedly saying forwards, do we know?
I don't know, let me see if I'll play the forwards. Perhaps someone can tell us. Ah, way can I
no
get...
No way. It's just noise.
Absolutely no way can I get that forwards. There's just no way. No. Okay. So we've got reversals that are just a little bit clearer than the forwards. And let's do one more song. This was sent to me from a man called Rocket Man. So thank you, Rocket Man. And he didn't tell me who this was on. It's a rap song. And just says backwards, there's no heaven. There you go. There you go. A couple of interesting reversals on music.
Yeah, all right. Well, it's true. They are unusual.
Yes, they are unusual. All right, we're going to go straight along in history. We're going to look at a reversal that was found on the Columbia disaster.
Mm-hmm.
And this is right as the shuttle broke up. This is the first report coming in, and the reversal shows a disbelief in this man as he hears the news.
We have a report from the flight dynamics officer that the vehicle has exploded. Flight director confirms that. We are looking at... checking with the recovery forces to see what can be done at this point.
And he says backwards, let us mock him and I doubt him. So this is his unconscious saying, I don't believe this. This can't be true, you know. Let us mock him and I doubt him.
Let us mock him and I doubt him. Let us mock him and I doubt him.
And again.
Let us mock him and I doubt him.
You hear that one, Jeff?
Yeah, I do.
Yeah.
That's very clear.
Yeah, very clear. So it's really his immediate reaction. This can't be true. You know, let us mock him. This is crazy news.
Gotcha. Yep.
Doubt
sure.
This. So very interesting reversal.
Indeed.
All right. Here's one I actually found on a phone conversation. This is one I found a couple of weeks ago. I rang a client, and you know when you're on the phone and someone rings and say, hi, how's things? And you say, oh, yeah, everything's fine.
For sure.
But
sure.
Often there's something else going on. So here we have this one here.
Hello.
Hello, this is David. How are you?
Hi, David. Sorry about tonight.
Oh, that's quite okay. So she says, hi, David. Sorry about tonight. She was actually late in her appointment, and she says backwards, be honest. I fear. So she has some fear going about the issues that we're working on.
Be honest about fear.
Be honest about fear.
You hear that one, Jeff?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Very clear.
Be honest about fear.
Does that fit in with her feelings about what your session work is producing?
Oh, yeah. Oh, well, this woman was in a severe state of depression at the time and was very much afraid that her life was not going to go the way she wanted it to. So you can actually hear it in her tone of voice forward. You'll hear this sort of resignation. I'll run the forwards again.
Hello.
Hello, this is David. How are you?
Hi, David. Sorry about tonight.
Oh, that's quite okay.
Yeah,
see, you can hear it in the voice forwards.
Right.
Hi, David.
Right.
Sorry about tonight.
And, of course, the reversal is, be honest, I fear.
Be honest about fear.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So there you go. And
you play that for her?
Oh, yes, I did. Oh, yes, and she completely related to that, because that was sort of exactly how she was feeling, you know. She was afraid. So,
fascinating.
Let me see. Of course, I've got a few to pay on Bush, but I'm just getting some of the other ones out the way first. This is, I think this is the one I'm looking for. No, it's not. We'll find it in another example. Okay, well, I was trying to get one for you, and here it is. Okay, this is a dad sent me this. This was his daughter just walking around the house singing. And, of course, we all have any parents who's had daughters or known they have a tendency to want to sing all these lovely songs. So here it is, forwards.
Love of gravity, love of gravity, love of gravity.
She's just singing Love of Gravity.
what is she saying?
Love of Gravity.
Play that again.
Okay.
Love of Gravity. Love of Gravity.
That's forwards.
She said, love of gravity. Then she said, I have a cavity. Then she said...
love of gravity.
Love those cavities.
Oh, yeah, okay, I can hear that, yeah. Anyway, no, in reverse, she's saying, we made love, we made love. And I guess she's talking about love in her family, I would imagine. Do you hear that over and over again?
Yeah.
And I'll do it a little bit slower. There you go. So that was sent to me by Mark. So thank you, Mark, for that.
That's unusual for a kid to sing about gravity or cavities.
Yes, I know. I guess, because, you know, the recording didn't come from me, but I guess he was just walking around the house and singing. That's the...
I'll try that next time I walk around the house singing.
Walk around the house and singing. Yeah, okay.
About gravity. Why not?
Sorry?
I'll sing about gravity.
The things that kids get up to. Now, I'm trying to locate the reversal right now, the Michael Jackson special.
We have a break. Let's do our break, okay, and we'll come back. And you got some Michael Jackson?
Uh-huh. Yes, I do.
Okay. All right. Stand by. David John Oates, live from Australia, is with us, and we'll continue in just a couple minutes. And here's some more reversals. Reversals on President Bush coming up, and Michael Jackson reversal next.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
I'm Patricia Bragg, nutritionist to the Hollywood stars. Eastwood, Selleck, Hanks, the Beach Boys, and even Jack LaLanne, a lifelong Bragg health follower, kept JCPenney, Conrad Hilton, Dr. Scholl going healthy and fit to almost 100. Did you know there's a healthy alternative to soy sauce? It's the best natural all-purpose seasoning that gives you taste you love and nutrition you need. Delicious on everything from beans and rice to veggies, salads, even popcorn. Try my favorite seasoning, Bragg Liquid Aminos, next time you cook. You'll love the taste. Also, try Bragg's organic apple cider vinegar and organic olive oil. Log on to Bragg.com for free Bragg samples. Bragg's product books are available at all health stores nationwide. Write me for free Bragg samples. Patricia Bragg, Box 7, Santa Barbara, 93102, and say you heard me on the Jeff Rentz Show.
More of the Jeff Rentz program in 60 seconds.
1 quarter, 2 quarters, it's easy to throw away 50 cents. But what if you could use that 50 cents to buy some peace of mind for your family? You can by calling Matrix Direct Insurance Services. A 35-year-old man can get $250,000 term life coverage for less than 50 cents a day. A 42-year-old can get $250,000 coverage for only 60 cents a day. Rates guaranteed 10 years. Call Matrix Direct now for some of the best rates in years from Protective Life Insurance Company, a respected insurer who's protected American families since 1907. The call is free, the quote is free, and you could save 50% or more on quality term life insurance. Call Matrix Direct now. 1-800-440-TERM. That's 1-800-440-TERM. Protective Value Term Policy at select preferred rates, subject to underwriting. Term life insurance form TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years. Renewable to age 96. 2-year contestable period. Ron Harris, licensed agent. Not available in some states.
Okay, let's get right back to the maestro, David John Oates, and reverse speech. Okay, Michael Jackson has been in the news a lot lately, and I don't have television, I don't watch television, but I happen to be in a business, and I had a television turned on, of course. There was a news channel on there, and they showed the little fellow hanging one of his children outside that window. And I, you know, this didn't work for me. There was something wrong with that. But he's been involved with lots of controversies over the years, so maybe it just goes with the territory. What do you have?
I have one reversal, Michael. Point of fact, someone did a whole lot of reversing of Michael Jackson, came up with some great results, but the audio was overloaded, so not much of it is good for airplay. So just a note to people out there, when you're recording audio to send to me, please make sure your levels are correct. But anyway, this is the clearest one I could make amongst overloaded audio, and this is from his TV special, and he's being asked about the abuse he allegedly received from his father when he was a young kid.
What else would he use to hit you with?
Why do you do this to me?
And he's saying, Phil, what else did he used to hit you with? And Michael Jackson cries and says, why are you doing this to me? And he says in reverse, he used to beat me up, talking about his father.
He used to beat me up.
Can you hear that amongst the overloaded audio?
Oh, that's clear. That's clear.
Yeah.
I would suggest asking that person to redo those, and maybe for a future program. Those would be interesting for people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, there was quite a few. So I've actually emailed her and told her she could send me some cleaner audio. So here it is. This is at the slower speed. Okay. Now, I've got a bit of a scoop here on Osama bin Laden. Now, you remember I played a reversal on Osama bin Laden before on your show, and I might just play that again to recap your viewers. Not viewers, listeners. Now, this is him speaking in Arabic forwards, and, of course, we have an English reversal, but Osama bin Laden is known to be bilingual. So this is a good example of this, and so this is the previous one I've played on your show before first.
الإخوة الذين نحسبهم شهداء للأخ عبد العزيز المعتم الذي قتل في الرياض لا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله والأخ مصلح.
And backwards, I will buy you the palace of evil.
I remember that.
Yeah. All right, so here's one from a conference. This is very recent information. This is a tape that was released about 2 weeks ago. So very current, up to date. Okay, now the reversal says, feel my scene, I am in India. And is he giving us away his location here? There you go. Of course, they just arrested one of bin Laden's top lieutenants, and they caught him in Pakistan. So is Osama bin Laden in India? I don't know, but
well, we had a report that he was in China many months ago.
Oh,
in fact,
really?
I think it was I forget who brought us that information. But anything's possible. What is your read on the tapes, David? Do you think the tapes, the current recent tapes, are legitimate and that he's still alive?
Oh yeah, I think they're legit. I totally do. I've seen a few more reversals from that tape. This is the best one for airplay, but they certainly seem to be legit. That's my take on it anyway. So okay.
Okay.
All right.
Got about a minute and a half until our next break. Let's do this.
Yep.
Let's remind people that reversing machines are available, because I do get occasional emails from people asking me about that. They want to do this, and they say, how do I do it? So go ahead and tell
them. Okay, well, you can get reversing machines. We sell them in our Portland office. Reverse Speech still does have an office in the United States, in Portland, Oregon, and you can call that number on area code 503-970-4922. That's 503-970-4922. But of course, if you want to experiment with software, we have our new software that was released a couple of months ago, getting a lot of people.
How's it going?
It's going great. We have had probably about 3,000 downloads of the software since we first released it. So I'm staggered at the interest. A lot of people are trying the trial version. You can download and use it for 7 days free of charge. So there's a lot of interest out there. And reverse machine sales are going very, very well. We're very pleased with that. And we have and also of interest, we have a class in San Diego starting next weekend by reverse speech practitioner Therese Johnson. And I'm doing 3 classes here in Australia, so we're just really, really busy, and business has never been better.
Excellent. Very good.
It is indeed.
Okay. Give that number one more time, and then we're going to break.
Right. That number is...
For the reversing machine.
Yep. The number is area code 503-970-4922. That's 503-970-4922. To contact the reverse speech offices in Portland, and you can always go to my website www.reversespeech.com, and you can email us or phone us in our Australian office. All the details are on the website.
Very good. Okay, and that's a nice little handheld Sony model, correct, still?
Yep. Nice little handheld Sony model. Yep.
Excellent machine.
Yes, it certainly is.
We'll pause on that note and come right back. Reversals of President Bush coming up next, among others, with David John Oates.
Arthritis interfere with your daily activities? Then you need JointFlex. JointFlex is the only pain reliever that has the exclusive Fusome base with skin conditioning glucosamine, chondroitin, and vitamin E. JointFlex is an easy-to-apply cream that absorbs quickly, has no greasy residue or lingering medicine-y smell. Best of all, JointFlex is so effective, we guarantee your nagging pain will reduce or disappear. That's right. If you're not completely amazed with the pain relief you received from JointFlex, simply send it back for a full refund. For fast, effective, guaranteed pain relief, call 1-800-211-3062. And now JointFlex is available at retail stores. Look for the blue box of JointFlex, the performance guaranteed pain reliever. To find a store near you or to order right now, call 1-800-211-3062. That's 1-800-211-3062.
One quarter, two quarters, it's easy to throw away 50 cents. But what if you could use that 50 cents to buy some peace of mind for your family? You can by calling Matrix Direct Insurance Services. A 35-year-old man can get $250,000 term life coverage for less than 50 cents a day. A 42-year-old can get $250,000 coverage for only 60 cents a day. Rates guaranteed 10 years. Call Matrix Direct now for some of the best rates in years from Protective Life Insurance Company, a respected insurer who's protected American families since 1907. The call is free, the quote is free, and you could save 50% or more on quality term life insurance. Call Matrix Direct now. 1-800-440-TERM. That's 1-800-440-TERM. Protective Value Term Policy at select preferred rate, subject to underwriting. Term life insurance form TL06. Premiums increase after 10 years. Renewable to age 96. 2-year contestable period. Ron Harris, licensed agent. Not available in some states.
Do you pay just the minimum on all your credit cards? If you owe $10,000 at $100 a month, that could take you more than 8 years to pay off. And that doesn't include any new charges or interest. Every time you use your credit card, you could be digging yourself in deeper. But there's a nonprofit organization that can help. It's called AmeriDebt. Just call them at 1-800-888-888. 365-2687. Ameridebt is a nonprofit credit counseling organization. They can help you significantly reduce your monthly payments and help you pay off your bills faster than you could on your own. Ameridebt may also be able to eliminate late and over-the-limit fees. Ameridebt can help you pay off student loans and medical bills, too. With one manageable monthly payment, they can help you get out of debt. That's Ameridebt. Call 1-800-365-2687 for a free debt consultation. Not available in all states. Call Ameridebt now. 1-800-365-2687. That's 1-800-365-2687.
Oxygen. It's nature's oldest therapy and plays an essential role in destroying viruses, bacteria, mold, yeast, and fungus, and keeping the human body healthy and strong. Now, you can give your body and your immune system a mega boost of disease-fighting oxygen with all-natural Oxy-C. With so many people now leading a sedentary indoor lifestyle, most are in a chronic state of oxygen deprivation, which sets up a perfect environment for disease, general fatigue, and a host of other symptoms. Oxy-C is yours in simple, convenient capsules. Nothing to mix, nothing to hassle with. Take it with juice or water anytime. Feel a cold or flu approaching? Have no energy or spark anymore? Try all-natural Oxy-C and prepare to be amazed. Oxy-C is only available from New Earth Health Solutions at Rents.com. Look for the New Earth banner at Rents.com.
Patented Trim Spa is an announcer's dream. It's so great talking about a product where the folks who use it say what the radio commercial says. Here's Sheila Gilmore, one of the young lovelies who competed in the Trim Spa American Dream Contest in the Bahamas.
My agent actually recommended Trim Spa. Trim Spa actually did a lot for me. First of all, Trim Spa is a great energy booster. I like to take it first thing in the morning. What I mostly found is that it is an excellent appetite suppressant. I haven't been in this good of shape since I was probably in grade school. I feel healthier. I have more energy. I could go on and on.
Well, maybe you'll settle for the shape that you had at 25. Whatever. Patented Trim Spa burns fat fast. It lets you feel full faster, sparks energy as the pounds melt away, and helps you get your dream body faster than you ever thought possible. Get an amazing 110% guarantee when you order at TrimSpa.com or call 1-800-TRIM-SPA. That's TrimSpa.com or 1-800-TRIM-SPA. Call today. Start losing weight right away.
Okay, let's rejoin David John Oates live in Australia, where it's, what time is it down in now? Mid-morning, something like that?
Oh, no, it's actually 4:05 on Wednesday afternoon right now.
So, oh.
Yeah, my kids just got home from school. I'm telling them to be quiet because I'm on the air.
All right, girls, be quiet.
Yes, indeed.
Uncle Jeff is on the phone with Dad.
Absolutely.
Okay.
All right, let's have a look at George Bush. We've got a long one to start off with here. He's talking for, well, let's see what he's talking for is about.
Yet we're determined to do everything in our power to defeat this enemy and to defend our people while upholding the great Constitution of the United States of America.
Okay, so he's talking about Iraq and defeating Iraq. Well, he's obviously ready to start shooting. Reversal says a crime with us. Yes, and I need them to shoot. I presume he's talking about his army. The crime with us, of course, is what he's saying all the time. About Saddam Hussein, Saddam Hussein. So a long reversal here.
I need them to shoot.
Hear that, Jeff?
I need them to shoot.
Yep, yeah. That's exactly what his intention is.
I need them to shoot.
Okay, so he's out there with his guns ready to go. And of the same token, Tony Blair is right behind him. Here's Blair.
I think the reason why I am so passionate about this is that across my desk, literally every day, are descriptions of countries trying to develop this stuff. And
he backwards, he says, you'll kill Saddam.
You'll kill Saddam.
You'll kill Saddam. You can say no.
A little bit unclear, but there you go.
Yeah.
So we can see part of their intentions here in going ahead. Blair wants to kill Saddam. Bush says it's time to shoot. Here's another one on Bush on the same token.
But we learned a harsh lesson, and that is oceans can no longer protect us from those who hate America and what we stand for.
And here he says backwards, see them in a cell. And we are actually doing that right now with the lieutenant we just captured.
See them in a cell.
See them in a cell. See them in a cell.
So there we go. It's a part of his agenda and ulterior motives. He's going to start shooting. He's going to arrest as many of them as he can. Here we have another one.
Now in this century, the ideology of power and domination has appeared again. It seeks to gain the ultimate weapons of terror.
And here he says, Iraq, face the lie.
Iraq, face the lie.
Iraq, face the lie. Iraq, face the lie.
So he's being pretty strong, backwards and forwards here. And I can see that in all of his reversals, he is really out to get Saddam Hussein. And I expect we're going to see shooting very soon based on these reversals.
Anybody doing any reversals on Fleischer?
I got a couple on Fleischer. But
anything...
Yeah, I didn't think it was totally clear for airplay, but let's have a look at it. Here's one I found on Fleischer about Iraq.
They talked about the recent Arab League summit in Cairo and the forthcoming Islamic Conference summit in Doha. They also discussed the situation regarding Iraq.
I actually got this morning when I was getting ready for the show. I just whacked Fleischer on. I found one about, it says, Iraq, they must kill there. But I thought it was a little bit unclear for airplay. Let's check.
Iraq, it must kill there.
Oh, yeah, there it is.
Iraq, it must kill there.
Yep.
Iraq,
yep.
It must kill there.
Oh, yeah, there it is. Yeah, that's quite clear. So here, let's run again forward.
They talked about the recent Arab League summit in Cairo and the forthcoming Islamic Conference summit in Doha. They also discussed the situation regarding Iraq.
And, of course, reversals Iraq, they must kill there.
Iraq, it must kill there.
Iraq, it must kill there. Iraq, it must kill there.
So, all the reversals I'm finding are pointing to going in and going in with a great deal of force. So.
Come hell or high water, they're going to go in.
Absolutely, yeah. I'm very convinced on that. Very convinced on that. So, here we have one on George Bush where I presume he's referring to Saddam Hussein as being a dickhead, to quote his own reversal.
In Iraq, a dictator is building and hiding weapons that could enable him to dominate the Middle East and intimidate the civilized world. And we will not allow it.
And he says backwards, we'll ban the dickhead.
We'll ban the dickhead.
We'll ban the dickhead.
There it is.
We'll ban the dickhead.
He doesn't like Saddam Hussein, obviously, based on that reversal. So.
You know, whoever's writing his speeches, it's the same couple or three people. They always have the same basic weight to them. They have the same inflections that he puts into them. They all sound the same, and they all sound like he didn't write any of them.
Right, right. Yeah,
I mean, they sound like they're written speeches. Now, he presents them okay, but they're all done with the same exact tempo, tenor. It's all the same.
Oh, well, in point of fact, listening to the guy for hours on end, as I've been doing, by forwards and backwards, is extremely irritating. He's got a very monotone sort of voice, and he'll occasionally go into different intonations, but for the most part, it's
an aggressive monotone.
Right, right, right. Yeah, that really sums it all up. It's an aggressive monotone, which doesn't bode well for good reversals, quite frankly.
That may be a part of the problem. We don't find too many with him.
That's true.
Okay, stand by. We will continue in just a couple of minutes with David John Oates. is Jeff Rentz reminding you the Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. The HHA specializes in keeping you healthy and alive. They provide outstanding products like Essiac, colloidal silver, 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. And they have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name just a few. HHA also trains naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on their website and receive their 104-page catalog and the current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to the herbalhealer.com website and check out their online member testimonials and hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Staying abreast of what's happening in our world makes sense, but abreast isn't enough. You must learn to see ahead, as well as surmise what's behind the news. Such tools can't be had, like products sold on eBay. What you need lives right inside your own mind. For less than the cost of dinner and a movie, you can expand your perceptive abilities far beyond your imagination. If you want to really be in the know, order your copy of How Your Mind Can Keep You Well, written by Roy Masters more than 40 years ago. It's already helped tens of thousands find that better life. For only $15.95, you can own one of the world's most powerful personal awareness tools. Call 800-877-3227 and ask our operators about the companion CD that can bring wondrous changes to you, your family, and our nation. Friends, this is way beyond political. Call now and learn exactly how your own mind can keep you well. That's 800-877-3227.
Jeff Rentz continues in 60 seconds.
There's a vast difference between real growth hormone and precursor products. Cocoon GH is real growth hormone. It is the most effective GH product we've tested. This is naturopath Stephen Hewer. I'd like you to hear from the people themselves.
My name is Joyce Williams. After suffering daily with three herniated discs for 2 years and being told that surgery was the only way to get me back on my feet, I began taking oral growth hormone. In 4 months, x-rays showed the beginning of disc regeneration and reversal of osteoporosis. I've been completely pain-free ever since.
I am Joseph Rossi, 78 years young. After only 1 month on Cocoon GH, I'm having remarkable results. I sleep soundly through the night. During the day, I find that I have a tremendous inner drive with unbounded energy, something I have not enjoyed for a number of years. Thank you, Cocoon Nutrition.
Clients report increases in energy, mental acuity, mood, losses of body fat, deeper sleep, reduction of arthritis pains, high blood pressure, and improved strength and sex drive. Satisfaction guaranteed. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Things are getting crazier and crazier all the time. Here's another example. Get this one, David. Excuse me.
Yeah, I'm here. Yeah.
Okay, there it is. I couldn't find it for a second. All right. Lawyer arrested for wearing a peace T-shirt.
A peace
Here's
T-shirt?
Here's the story. A peace T-shirt.
Oh, yeah? Well, why was he arrested for wearing a peace T-shirt?
Here's the story. New York. A lawyer was arrested late Monday and charged with trespassing at a public mall in the state of New York after refusing to take off a T-shirt advocating peace that he had just purchased in the mall.
Stunning. Staring stuff.
According to the criminal complaint filed on Monday, Stephen Downs was wearing a T-shirt bearing the words, "Give Peace a Chance," that he had just purchased from a vendor inside the Crossgates Mall in Guilderland, New York. That's near Albany. I was in the food court with my son when I was confronted by two security officers in order to either take off the T-shirt or leave the mall, said Downs. When Downs refused the security officer's orders, police from the town of Gilderland were called and he was arrested and taken away in handcuffs, charged with trespassing in that he knowingly, quote, entered or remained unlawfully upon premises, end quote, the complaint read. Guy's in there with his kid, buys a T-shirt, give peace a chance, and he gets arrested.
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. It makes you really scared about what's happening to the United States.
And it's not the only story like that. There are things like this popping up all too often now, symptomatic of an implosion that is clearly going on. It is just not good.
Yeah.
It's not healthy. And it's only going to get worse.
Wow.
Anyway, just picked that one up and thought you'd want to see it.
Oh, yeah. That's...
Hear about it. Anyway, we'll post it at rents.com.
Yeah, and you have a very good site, Jeff. I go to your site all the time for all the latest news articles and stories.
Thank you.
Keeps me up to date. Okay. We just played a couple of reversals on Bush and Tony Blair talking about very clear intentions about going into Iraq. Here's one I played on Bush on your show a few months back, but it seems very appropriate at this point in time.
Now, there's some issues in that $5 billion that we need to deal with, and I look forward to working with the Congress. I mean, there's money in there for the Middle East, which I want to spend. There's money in there for AIDS policy, which I want to spend.
Yeah, there is.
Hey?
Yeah, there is. He loves to spend money, all right.
Yeah, he certainly does. Well, he wants to spend on the war effort. Reversal is kill them with the friendly London.
Not so friendly anymore. Mr. Blair, as you well know, had a revolt on his hands, and things have gotten interesting over there.
Yes, he had 115 members of his own party cross the floor and vote against him on the Iraq issue.
Yeah.
So that certainly got to scare any politician, I would imagine. certainly not a good situation for him to find himself in.
Well, he put himself there.
Yeah, that's true. Here's one on George. This is typical George Bush. This is him just starting a speech. This has got nothing to do with Iraq, but it's some of his thoughts as he's preparing to give a speech.
Thanks for such a warm welcome. I appreciate the invitation. I'm honored to be with so many of our nation's fine physicians.
And head backwards, he says, need the drama.
We have the drama.
We have the drama.
There you go.
Mm-hmm.
We have the drama.
So he's a man who thrives on drama, and certainly his presidency has... not exactly been an easy, trouble-free situation. Yeah, here's Australia's Prime Minister, and this
is he still sitting?
By the skin of his teeth, there is so much Australian public opposition against him. The Australia had huge peace marches here all about 3 weeks ago. My own town of Adelaide, which is a population of about 1 million, had 50,000 people turn up for the march, which is a huge percentage, and there was over 200,000 in Sydney on for peace marches at the same time. The leader of the opposition has tried to censure the Prime Minister. The motion didn't succeed, but there's a big public outcry here in Australia. Not at all pleased. In point of fact, a lot of the cartoons depict the Prime Minister John Howard sniffing the rear end of George Bush. And,
really?
Yeah. That's the kind of opinion that Australia has about John Howard and our
government. Wow. His days sound like they're numbered in office there.
He plans to retire before his term runs out anyway. That was known when he started the election. So here he is. He's talking about the Bali bombings.
I've been informed by the relevant intelligence agencies that the only possibly relevant reference to Bali in recent intelligence reporting was its inclusion, along with a number of other tourist and cultural locations across Indonesia, for possible terrorist activity against United States tourists.
And he simply says, they will blank, and I'll let you listen to that blank word, the tourists.
They look like the tourists.
They look like the tourists.
So he's predicting some problems ahead in future terrorist activity, currently we haven't seen it, but I'm sure it's going to come.
Well, yeah, we'll never know exactly who was responsible in most cases.
Right, that's true.
Do you know anybody over there who's supporting the Bush War?
Certainly no one among my family or friends. I think there's been some opinion polls taken, and over 70% of the Australian population is strongly opposed to the war with Iraq, and in particular to Australia's involvement. The question is, you know, why are we getting involved in this war? Iraq's not a threat to Australia. And there's some strong anti-government sentiment running right now here.
Interesting. Well, that's the case in many countries.
Yeah, right. Well, and if Bush loses embarrassingly at this latest UN vote on the UN resolution, then I don't know what he's going to do. If he does go into Iraq, which the reversal seemed to point he's certainly going to, then he's going to face a huge backlash of world opinion against him.
I think there may be. I still feel that, and as I said before, Russia has made the offer of sending military troops in to help with the ongoing inspection process. If that happens, we've got a big East versus West crisis.
Yes, we
not
do.
A war against Islam anymore. Everything changes instantly.
Yes,
and that
do.
Offer, even the fact that offer was made, I think tips things to a whole new perspective.
Right, right. Right. Well, Russia's putting America in a very difficult position, basically. So what they're going to do is will be very interesting to sit back and watch.
Well, that's what we will do.
Uh-huh.
Whether we want to or not.
Indeed, indeed. All right. Let me see. How much time
do we have? About 3.5 minutes.
Okay. All right. Here's an interesting reversal I found on Dan Quayle. Talking about the Iraqi situation.
Well, I think it was a policy of not retaliating when we'd been hit. Look at the World Trade Center. This is the second time it was hit. You had the Khobar Towers. I can go on down the list.
But Mr. Vice President,
you've done every night. You have the USS Cole. You have the embassy in Kenya.
Now, the reversal is actually, there's two people speaking at once, so you might find it a little bit difficult to hear, but he says in reverse, we ran our bullshit. Let me sell them. Can you hear that? Or is that
I do hear it. Yes, no, yeah. I hear it. It's right there. It's right. It's a little bit behind in the background, but it's there.
Right, exactly correct. Let's play it once more for those who missed it. Here's George Bush, same type of theme, and I should say, I haven't particularly selected these reversals. These were the clearest ones that I found on Bush, and they're all very aggressive and very warlike, as such as this one here.
These nations that I have named need to take America seriously. When it comes to defending our freedoms, they need to be worried about how we defend our freedoms.
And he says back, "Was we'll chase the crime we're getting." Yeah, so there you go. That one pretty much speaks for itself. So, here's one on McCain, talking about just a very simple reversal. Talking about North Korea getting nukes.
They were a tremendous threat. They can incinerate Seoul because of their artillery capability. But now they have a missile that can strike Tokyo and a nuclear weapon they can put on it. That makes the situation and the challenge incredibly grave.
Senator John McCain, and backwards he says, scaring us.
Scaring us.
They should be scared too. North Korea getting nukes? Wow.
Well, they found a North Korean missile warhead allegedly landed in Alaska today.
Yes, I saw. Oh, yes, I saw that on your website. I think, was that on your site? Anyway, I saw it somewhere.
Yep.
You've got to watch out for them.
That whole situation is remarkable. The U.S. is sending three dozen bombers, B-1s, I believe B-1s, and B-52s to Guam to flex muscle, and things are heating up.
Uh-huh.
Or as they say in the U.K., hotting up.
Hotting up. Ah, I see.
Isn't that what they say?
Hotting up, yes.
That's
true. That is what they say, yeah. All right, look, here's a reversal. That's a great reversal. I wish I had a context on this. And look,
we're out of time. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Hold it for the next show.
I will hold it for the next show. I've got several more to play, so we'll have another show soon.
Thank you, David.
Okay.
Thanks, Take good care.
Sure will. Bye.
Okay. David John Oates, live from Australia, Reverse Speech. And, of course, ReverseSpeech.com is the website. Thousands upon thousands of examples there for you to listen to any time at all. All right, we're going to pause for 21 hours. Be right back with you tomorrow night. Take good care of yourselves, and we'll talk then.
Mr. Oates?
Yep.
Thank you so much for coming on the show.
Thanks, mate. Appreciate it.
Have a good evening.
Okay.
Talk
Bye.
To you soon.
Sure. Bye.